The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. On one occasion when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then, in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher," and you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. May my words be of you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I read this kind of prickly passage from the Gospel of Luke about Jesus' visit to the home of a Pharisee and his challenging words to the guests that were gathered there for a meal, I got to wondering about
the tone of his voice and what his presence, his demeanor was like when he was saying those words. Because how he sounded and how he came across to them would have made all the difference in their willingness and their openness to the difficult things that he had to say. Some of you have had the privilege of hearing the Reverend Kathy Major preach here at St. James, as she did last Sunday. Kathy has a gentle voice and such a compassionate demeanor, and she speaks as a fellow struggler in this thing that we call life. And she just has a way of making a person feel at ease. And yet, she is also unflinchingly direct in speaking the truth about our world and our shortcomings as human beings. But because of the way she is so lovingly present, she makes it safe to consider the hard things that she has to say. I imagine that Jesus was like that. He watched his fellow guests and the way they conformed to the social norms of the day, seating themselves at the table in such a way that they claimed honor for themselves and signaled to everybody else their own worth and importance. It was an understood way of giving value, and it came with an obligation. I pay you honor, you owe me in return. Some of you may remember, as I do, not that long ago, a custom at dinner gatherings where the host or hostess would be seated at the head of the table and the guest of honor to their left. Everyone would have understood that that person was special. We may not keep that particular custom anymore in our own homes, but we have other ways of assigning value to people, ways that are commonly understood. We attribute worth and importance to people based on all kinds of externals. The neighborhood they live in. How much money they make. What kind of car they drive, the clothes they wear, where they shop, where they went to college, if they went to college. We all do that without even thinking about it. We make judgments about others, and we actually make judgments about ourselves, comparing ourselves to other people, and almost unconsciously assign greater or lesser worth to others, but even to ourselves. When I was in fourth grade, my dad took a sabbatical in Scotland. I think I've talked about it before. My brother and sister and I went to school in Edinburgh for 3 months. My class was 9 and 10-year-olds. And we were assigned seats in the classroom based on our academic average. So the person with the highest grades sat in the back left corner, and the person with the lowest grades sat in the front right next to the teacher's desk. And I can actually still see both of those students' faces to this day. Now, I imagine there was a rationale that the person sitting in the front was going to need more direct help from the teacher, so why not have proximity? And the person in the back could work independently, but we all knew who was smart and who was stupid. And we all watched when the smartest student lost their ranking and had to move their seat down the row. And we all saw the shame and the tears that accompanied that move. Jesus was the great disruptor. He was forever calling out social practices because of the harm they caused. He observed the way we rank one another and offered a different perspective and another way of treating people. Jesus showed us and taught us that all children, all people are beloved in the eyes of God. God looks at each and every one of us the same. And in God's eyes, we all have ultimate worth. I imagine it breaks God's heart to see anyone treated as less than the dream that God has. All the seats at God's table are special. Think about what it's like to come to communion here at St. James, and especially now that we have standing stations all the time. Every single one of us has our own moment when we are the one standing in the place of honor, with our hands open, to receive the love and the forgiveness, the nourishment and the restoration that only God can give. And God does give freely and with lavish abandon. As children of God, we are to pattern our lives after Jesus. Today's scriptures give some description of that: humbleness, mutual love, showing hospitality, suffering with those who suffer. But what enables us to do these things with any amount of consistency and grace is not just trying harder. What enables us to do these things is that beginning in the morning and throughout the day, we turn to God. We look to God. We focus on God and open ourselves to God. And in so doing, we are filled with God's love and forgiveness and grace. And then, savoring what we have received with gratitude, we go and share generously and freely with others. We give out of the abundance of what we ourselves receive, day in and day out. Some of you know that as the rector of St. James, I have an ex officio seat on the board of the St. James Thrift Shop. I attend their monthly meetings and listen to their deliberations about the ministry that they do at the shop and in the community. And so frequently, the discussions revolve around how they accomplish their purpose and mission in the course of running a retail establishment. This month, there was an interesting question raised about pricing items, especially items that are donated new or are high-end. And their concerns and the discussion was so thoughtful. All the proceeds get distributed either through St. James or directly to the community. So the board and the volunteers are highly motivated to make as much money as possible in order to be able to give it away. But there's also this other thing going on. Their mission is primarily to provide quality items at a low cost to people who could otherwise not afford them. There's kind of a tension there. In the course of the discussion, we heard stories about this or that customer who took joy in being able to purchase something really beautiful for their home. And we realize that, secondarily, the thrift shop provides people with a sense of dignity and self-worth. And we recognized that when one person is lifted up, everyone is blessed. By the way, they're always open to new volunteers. You can speak to Linda Lavery sitting right there. Jesus was the great disruptor, disrupting the status quo and social practices that were so damaging to the fabric of relationships and the human spirit. He described a different way, the way of love. He described it to his listeners and the way in which they could extend dignity to everyone, not just to those that society favors. Jesus was disrupting social customs in order that each and every person might live more fully into the dream that God has for them. And you and I are participants with Jesus in disrupting a world that too easily hurts and harms and diminishes. What gives us the strength to do that, the courage to do that, the love to be disruptors, is pausing often throughout each day to receive from God, whatever that might look like. It might be your morning prayers. It might be a moment of thanksgiving before a meal. It might be reading a daily devotional, coming to worship. But each day to pause and receive from God the grace, the love, the worth that only God can give. And then in turn, to pass it on with open and generous hands. Amen.
Thank you.
Wherever you are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.